My name is Nick Foot, Nick Allen Foot. My Tlingit name is Got Huich. I'm kind of actually all over, from all over Southeast Alaska. I've lived in Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, and Kluwak in the summer. And I currently live in Seattle, but I'm up here for celebration this year. My mom is, so she's in Arizona, and my sister's in Texas, and my grandma is in Ketchikan. So everybody's spread out, and it's hard to get everybody together. And we are joining a dance group that we used to dance with in Sitka, the Chica Kwan dancers. Yeah, so the piece I created for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's celebration this year is Sacred Embrace. On the outside, there's a spirit embracing a human, and within that is a raven and an eagle. This represents tradition and culture and our connection to it. And then within it, in the very center at the heart of it, is a salmon, which represents the connection that Alaska Native people have to the environment and the land. And my parents always kept a lot of Alaska Native artwork around the house. My aunt Kathy is an artist, and she would give us a lot of artwork. It was always on our walls, so I would just try to mimic and trace the shapes, and just that was definitely, you know, the kicking off point into form line. But I also was just being exposed to it through the Johnson O'Malley program. I was also part of the Sitka Native Education program, so I had a lot of exposure to the artwork because we would make our own regalia. So we would sew on, clan crests to our robes. And by the time I got to college, I was learning Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. And so I kind of took what I knew about like form line design and started bringing it over into the digital aspect. So I think I really started to take form line design seriously as like a career when I moved to Seattle, because I kind of got homesick a little bit for, you know, Alaska. And I started drawing a lot, creating my own designs to kind of cure my homesickness. It's something that I feel like I've always been pulled to, but it just had to slowly evolve into making that leap from graphic design, corporate world, to making my own art. I would say just keep drawing. That's really, if you love it, do it every day. Draw what you love. There's a place for you in the creative world, in your art.